ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टेक्स्ट नंबर 43। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतस। मैत्रेय उवाच इति प्रचेतोभिर अभिष्टुतो हरिः प्रीतस्ततेति आह शरण्यवत्सलः अनिच्छताम् यानम् अतृप्तचक्षुषा ययौ स्वधामानपवर्गवीर्यय। మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ది గ్రేట్ సేజ్ మైత్రేయ కంటిన్యూడ్, మై డియర్ విదుర, ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, హూ ఇస్ ది ప్రొటెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది సరెండర్డ్ సోల్స్, బీయింగ్ దస్ అడ్రెస్డ్ బై ది ప్రచేతాస్ అండ్ వర్షిప్ బై దెమ్, రిప్లైడ్, నే వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ హ్ ప్రేడ్ ఫార్ బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. After saying this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose prowess is never defeated, left. The Prachetas were unwilling to be separated from him because they had not seen him to their full satisfaction. Purport. The word Anapavarga Virya is significant in this verse. The word Ana means without. Pavarga means the materialistic way of life. And virya means prowess. The prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead always contains six basic opulences, one of which is renunciation. Although the Prachetas desire to see the Lord to their full satisfaction, the Lord nonetheless left. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, this is an exhibition of his kindness to innumerable other devotees. Although he was being attracted by the Prachetas, he left. This is an example of his renunciation. This renunciation was also exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he stayed with Advaita Prabhu after taking sannyas. All the devotees there wanted him to stay a few days longer, but Lord Chaitanya left without hesitation. The conclusion is that although the Supreme Lord has unlimited kindness for his devotees, he is not attached to anyone. He is equally kind to his innumerable devotees all over the creation. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. In the concluding words of his purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna's leaving his devotees or exhibiting his renunciation is to favor the unlimited devotees in this creation. We see that when someone comes to Krishna consciousness, after practice of devotional service for some time, he exhibits some kind of eagerness to see God or to experience the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that eagerness is not the eagerness of experience separation from the Lord, but that eagerness is the eagerness of impatience. Therefore, we see here Prabhupada mentions, unless one experiences the separation from the Lord, somewhere else he mentions, unless one experiences the separations of the Lord, then one cannot come closer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This impatience of wanting to see God is the sign that we don't have much conviction in the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore Krishna arranges in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord appeared in the presence of Narad Muni, Narad Muni had the experience of Krishna's presence. It was not the qualification of Narad Muni But it was the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when Narad Muni insisted upon seeing the Lord again and again, Krishna personally spoke to Narad Muni. He said, I regret very beautifully. Krishna is very, he speaks very sweetly. So he spoke very sweetly, my dear Narad, I regret that in this lifetime, you cannot see me again. Why? Because still you have to be freed from all kinds of contamination. When all of your contaminations are over, then you can see me again. And because you have seen me, and that seeing will increase your intensity to see me. And that eagerness to see me will wash out all of your contamination. So therefore in the Shastra, we see different reasons why Krishna exhibits this renunciation towards his devotees. First is this principle, that unless there is a contamination, we become disqualified to see Krishna and experience the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna allows his devotee, the practicing devotee, Narad Muni is exhibiting here the quality of a sadhaka. Unless one's practice is complete, one is completely purified, one should not see Krishna. His desire to see Krishna without completely be qualified is asking for something which is not meant to receive. Therefore, one should not lose patience in devotional service. It is not that the process does not work, the process works. It is our own disqualification that we are not experiencing the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as it is proved by the Lord Himself. Krishna is saying that, I regret that you cannot see me. Why? Because you are not completely purified. And Prabhupada explains in the purport, just like one increases one's remembrance of the material thing, his bondage to this material world increases. Similarly, as one increases one's remembrance of the Lord, either it is caused by the separation, then what does it do? It simply increases the desire to attain the Supreme Lord. In that condition, the devotee always sees his own fault rather than forcing Krishna to appear in his presence. He does not accept any artificial process. Prabhupada explains, seeing Krishna is not a mechanical thing. Even if the devotional service, the process of Krishna consciousness, accepted mechanically, it will not work. The principle of intensity has to be there. So Krishna told this to Narad Muni. And Narad Muni eventually, because he followed the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he ultimately attained the perfection. Another example is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Prabhupada quotes here, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he stayed at the place of Advaita Acharya. He was honoring Prasad, he was acting as a devotee. His mother was there, all of his friends were there, all the devotees were there. But suddenly Mahaprabhu left all of them. And there was a big tumult. Everyone was crying. Advaita Acharya was crying. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Advaita Acharya, you have to console everyone. Stop everyone from crying. And Kaviraj Goswami explains, he uses the word nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means being indifferent. For a practicing devotee, it is quite natural that you'll be affected by the emotions of your family members. And if you become affected by that, then you cannot practice your devotional service properly. So Srila Prabhupada mentions, in the course of one's duty, one has to get rid of this kind of affection so that one's progress march towards Krishna consciousness can be attained. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting in this story, that as a practicing devotee, as a role which he was playing as a devotee, he was showing that how one has to be detached. And the third example is also there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the story of Gadadhar Pandit. Now Gadadhar Pandit was situated in the highest love. In fact, he is none other than Srimati Radharani herself, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ladini Shakti. And Gadadhar Pandit was so close to Lord Chaitanya, in fact he was called as Mahaprabhu was called as Gadadhar Prananath. He was the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. When Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan, he was asking Ashirvad, permission from all of his devotees. And most of the time devotees are not willing to give permission. Why? Because they are experiencing, they are fearing separation from the Lord. But eventually understanding that Lord Chaitanya is an independent Lord, they gave permission to Lord Chaitanya to go to Vrindavan. And when Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit, because he was always in the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya saw that Gadadhar Pandit is following him, Mahaprabhu stopped him. He said, "This is not very good of you. You have taken a vow of Kshetra Sannyas." Kshetra Sannyas means staying in one place and not leaving that place and performing the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have taken this vow. So better you don't follow me. If you follow me, my name will be spoiled. Gadadhar Pandit said, "No, I will not follow you. I will go alone. I will come behind you so that nobody will criticize you. And I will follow you, but I will say that I am going to meet Mother Sachi. In this way, your name will not be spoiled." Mahaprabhu was proceeding in the front and Gadadhar Pandit was way back. But after some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called Gadadhar Pandit in his company. And Kaviraj Goswami explains, internally Lord Chaitanya was very happy with Gadadhar Pandit. Why? Because he was seeing the quality of his attachment to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the natural character of Gadadhar Pandit. And Kaviraj Goswami explains, just to be in the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotees would give up all kinds of vows just like a straw. But again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he was acting as a devotee, he had to set certain examples. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gadadhar Pandit, said, "My dear Gadadhar, your following me is nothing but sense gratification. In this way, you are breaking two regulative principles. One is that you are doing sense gratification, and second, you are not following the regulative principle of Kshetra Sannyas. Therefore, you have to stay back. Don't speak any further." And Mahaprabhu, without saying anything, he started walking. And Gadadhar Pandit fell unconscious. Now here we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just so that his devotee can practice the regulative principle, he was willing to experience greater pain than Gadadhar Pandit himself. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentions another story of Advaita Acharya, Saravam Bhattacharya. Same principle was involved. Mahaprabhu converted Saravam Bhattacharya as a devotee. When somebody is converted as a devotee, a preacher has greater concern again. That how long will he continue? I should give much attention to him. Recently one devotee came and he had preached to one devotee. And he felt that his devotee is drifting away from Krishna consciousness. And more than that person was drifting, this devotee was more disturbed. He was not able to chant his rounds properly. So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited that detachment. Even though you may have converted somebody, but you have to continue to perform your next duties. Your conversion of a certain person should not affect your services to other devotees. Just like here, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, very beautifully Jiva Goswami explains, that Lord is also concerned about other devotees. To favor his other devotees, immediately Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna departed from the Prachetas, even though they were not completely satisfied. So Saravam Bhattacharya was newly converted, but Mahaprabhu had his duties to perform. So when Lord Chaitanya left from that place, then what happened was that Saravam Bhattacharya collapsed. He became unconscious. And Kaviraj Goswami explains that the activities of the great personalities cannot be ascertained. Sometimes they are like as soft as rose, and sometimes they are as hard as the thunderbolt. And one who tries to reconcile, one cannot reconcile. It is very difficult to understand. One has to accept them as they are, without objecting to their personality. If you object to their personality, you will be confused. But another lesson Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, that detachment exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply increased the love. And Mahaprabhu exhibited his detachment so that he can go to South India, as Prabhupada explains here, to favor number of people in South India. He converted all of them. Another example is there in the pastimes of Brajabasis in the 10th canto. When Krishna had left Vrindavan, now we read, the Gaudiya philosophy says, Krishna never steps one step out of Vrindavan. He always there in Vrindavan. That is the principle. But if you see from the gopis point of view, from the Brajabasis point of view, it was not true for them. They were actually experiencing the acute separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada explains, in his bhava expansions, Krishna does not leave Vrindavan. But at the same time, if you see the pastime, the separation is there. The gopis are experiencing the separation. Therefore, when Lord Krishna sent Uddhava as the messenger, he came to Vrindavan. And when he came to Vrindavan, first he met the parents of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And when he came there, he started speaking in his own mind. I am going to speak to them the knowledge of Brahma Gyan. And if they accept this principle of whatever I speak, then my job is done. But if they don't accept this knowledge, if they still continue to exhibit their affection for Krishna, I'll go back to Mathura and glorify their prema to all the devotees of Mathura. But I'll do my duty. So first Nanda Maharaj spoke about all the people in Mathura. Then he started talking about Krishna. How is Krishna? Will he ever come back again to this place? Does he remember his father? Does he remember his mother? Does he remember all the Brajabasis? So when Uddhav saw their intense prema, he started speaking the knowledge of Brahma Gyan. How Krishna is situated in everybody's heart as Paramatma. And therein Uddhava thinks that how can I speak to them? Krishna is not an ordinary son. If I preach to them the philosophy of renunciation, one should not be attached to one's son. Family attachment is a great bondage. Why not concentrate on Krishna? Why not meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead? In fact, their son is Krishna. This philosophy will not work for them. So better I speak about the knowledge of Krishna as Paramatma situated in everybody's heart. But even that didn't work. And when Uddhava met the gopis also, headed by Srimati Radharani, he spoke the same philosophy of Brahma Gyan. How one should try to see Krishna in the heart of all the living entity. Krishna is all pervading as the super soul. But when the gopis heard this philosophy from Uddhava, they considered him less intelligent. And there again Uddhava speaks, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Uddhava realized that this Brahma Gyan, the knowledge of seeing Krishna in the feature of Paramatma everywhere, is okay with the other people, but with the Brajabasis, the fire of prema is so great, in that fire of prema, this Brahma Gyan will be burnt to ashes. It will not work. So they did not accept the philosophy that Krishna is everywhere. Then Uddhava gave another reason why Krishna is not there. He said, Krishna has sent his message, because there is a separation, your meditation will increase. Your devotion to him will be intensified. Gopis did not even accept that. He said, how long? Some other we are holding this breath because we are given that promise that I will come back. That is the only way we are holding back. Otherwise, this separation will not hold us. Uddhava saying that even that will not work, he gave the example of the previous gopis who could not meet Krishna in the rasa dance, but they contemplated on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he gave the message of Krishna, because they meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they remembered the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In their remembrance, eventually they got association of the Lord. Krishna came to them and he gave his association to the gopis. When they heard this, they became satisfied. Therefore, in conclusion, we see that Krishna always creates facilities for all kinds of souls. Either it is the conditioned souls or it is the most pure devotee, like the devotees of Braj, to come closer to him. The material creation is also a facility to come closer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The living entities, because of their desire to enjoy the senses, on their own they have decided to stay away from Krishna. And when they come to the spiritual knowledge, when they understand the spiritual knowledge, as we discussed in the beginning of the class, that the desire to see Krishna can only be intensified when we actually experience his separation. If that is not there, then it is simply impatience on the part of a conditioned soul, a practicing devotee. Therefore, when we understand, as Prabhupada mentions here, that Krishna comes closer to a devotee, for a sadhaka, for advanced devotees like prachetas, or the devotees in the Chaitanya Charitamrit, Gadadhar Pandit, or then the Brijvasis. All separation by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all renunciation exhibited by him, is to favor even those devotees who are experiencing the separation, and that renunciation gives pleasure to some other devotees also. We see in the other parts of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Gajendra was offering prayers, Lord was there with Lakshmi residing in the Vaikuntha planet. But when he heard the prayers of Gajendra, the acharyas explain that Krishna, with great haste, he gave up the company of Lakshmi. He ran to protect Gajendra. So, in devotional service, when we talk about Krishna as a person, the knowledge of Paramatma doesn't make much sense. As recently Radhanath Maharaj is explaining in his class, that this knowledge of all pervasiveness, eternal, what does it do? It actually covers the principle of pure devotional service, the relationship between Krishna and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, one who is addicted to material sense gratification is taught how you have to see Krishna everywhere, so that one becomes fearful. That story is there, that the teacher was teaching his students that how one should see Krishna everywhere. So he gave the banana. You eat the banana in a place where Krishna is not seeing. So that time the Brahma Gyan for a practitioner is very important. But one is already advanced in Krishna consciousness, for him this knowledge does not make much sense. What does he want? He wants direct perception. The transcendental form of the Lord has to be there in the present. If that is not there, even the Brahma Gyan does not make any sense to him. In fact, Srila Rupa Goswami explains in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that the intensity of prema is so great, even Krishna is very close to them, they are always fearing separation. And because of that separation, even though Krishna is very close, they fear greatly that Krishna might leave me. And that causes great pain in the heart of a devotee, even though he is experiencing union with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What to speak of separation? Therefore, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking to Ramananda Roy, in that conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy, it is explained that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he exhibited his transcendental form to Ramananda Roy, his beautiful form, as this painting shows, Ramananda Roy became very satisfied. He came in ecstasy. And then he started glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is your character to see Krishna everywhere. Stavara jangama deki na deki tara murti. Sarvatra, what is that? Sarvatra spurti hoy? Sarvatra hoy ishtadeva spurti. That a devotee of the Lord, Mahaprabhu was saying, that he can see Krishna everywhere. Why? Because that inspiration is there within. But Ramananda Rai did not accept that. He said, no, it is not true. Actually you are Krishna. This philosophy is okay, but you are actually Krishna. Don't try to trick me. I am actually seeing Krishna. Not that because of this knowledge, I am able to perceive Krishna everywhere. No, you are actually Krishna and I am actually seeing Krishna in person. That is the principle of devotional service. When a devotee reaches to certain stage, he is not satisfied by the knowledge of Paramatma situated everywhere. He actually wants to see Krishna. He wants to associate with Krishna. Only when Uddhava gave that knowledge to the gopis, when the principle of Paramatma everywhere failed, when the principle of your intensity will increase for Krishna failed, only when he said, no, your remembrance of Krishna will give you back again the union with the Supreme Personality of God, then they became satisfied. Because that is the perfection of life. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains in the first canto of Bhagavatam, as a practitioner practices devotional service, when he increases his practice in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the time comes. What is that time? At that time, a devotee in his ultimate perfection can see Krishna face to face. As Bhavanand Prabhu was explaining when he was here, the spiritual master takes a devotee, a disciple, into the spiritual world. He brings a devotee to Krishna, then he disappears from that scene. He allows Krishna and devotees to be there, to see each other and experience the reciprocation between a devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's how Prabhupada is explaining to him, that he brings him there and he drops him there. Now you be with Krishna. Of course, the Gaudiya philosophy again. See, this Krishna conscious philosophy, apparently there are many contradictions, but all contradictions are reconciled. We also say that devotee is not desiring to be with Krishna directly. He wants many devotees in between he and Krishna. He wants to serve under the direction of another pure devotee. But the pure devotee, he wants to bring every devotee very close to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila, the last chapter explains, even though Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna, what does she do? She always forces other devotees to go directly to Krishna. And other devotees, the other gopis want to push Radharani in the front, knowing that she is the best servant of Krishna. She can render greater service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what does Radharani do? She brings all the devotees right in front of Krishna and she stays in the backside. So this kind of understanding has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when you study these principles under the guidance of devotees, then we will not make mistake of wrongly understanding the principle of Krishna consciousness. Anuttam Prabhu in his Vyas Puja offering very beautifully mentions, sometime when we read this philosophy that Krishna is everywhere or Prabhupada is a Shaktavesh avatar, then we minimize the difficulties he went through in establishing Krishna consciousness. And even though apparently we are glorifying a great devotee like Srila Prabhupada, but sometime in glorification, it may happen that technically we may practice a wrong kind of philosophy. I remember one time, one devotee was glorifying his spiritual master. And in his glorification, he was saying that, you know, he was so great. You know, even though there was a surgery going on, you know, he was able to tolerate it. There was no difficulty. He was beyond his pain and pleasure. But then another devotee, just to make it right, that it is not correct. That is an impersonalistic philosophy. Not to feel about another devotee, even if he is spiritual master. Saying that it is transcendental, is it ecstasy, that means we are practicing impersonalistic philosophy. So he gave a proper understanding how a devotee has to see these kind of things. Similarly, when we read the scriptures, the Paramatma Gyan is there, the Brahma Gyan is there. But Brahma Gyan, what does it do? It obstructs our progress to devotional service. One has to go beyond that. Only when we go beyond that and practice pure devotional service to the Lord, under the guidance of devotees, then these technicalities, the understanding of the technicalities of devotional service will not be wrongly understood by the devotees. And that principle again Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set. Anybody would write poems, anybody would bring some compilation to him, it would never come directly to Mahaprabhu. It was not question of, okay, it's written very nicely, nice sentiments. Now Prabhupada explains, sentiments may be there, but it has to be right. In the story of Ashwatthama being punished by Arjuna. In that story he mentioned that Draupadi was being sentimental. She wanted to release Ashwatthama. But Arjun and Bhima wanted to punish him. So Krishna allowed Arjuna to make a decision. And therein Prabhupada writes, good sentiments may be there, but one has to be perform their duties rightly. So similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would receive any compilation, he would not just accept it just because it has been written by devotees. He would actually, the secretary, Sarup Damodar Goswami, would see them. And only after examining them, then that would be brought to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like that one Bengali devotee, he had compiled one poem. There were good sentiments, there was a devotion, but technically it was wrong. He compared Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to ordinary living entity. And he compared Lord Jagannath to a body made of material elements. But his intention was to glorify Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Lord and glorify also Lord Jagannath. But because he was not trained properly, what happened? He made a big mistake. And everybody else was glorifying him. But Sarup Damodar Goswami, seeing the fault in his compilation, he chastised him. And what was the instruction given to him? The instruction was given by Sarup Damodar Goswami that you learn Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of other devotees. Then the conclusion will be properly revealed to you. Bhagavat padayaha bhagavatarastane. That you study Bhagavat under the direction of a pure devotee. Then your conclusion will not be wrong. And Rupa Goswami, therefore he gives one specific chapter in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. How there should not be rasabhas. Therefore Krishna consciousness, the practice of devotional service, involves having proper sentiments, but at the same time the technicalities of devotional service. When these two combinations are there, then we make proper progress in devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Devamrupu, any comments? We will welcome His Grace Devamrupu to Radha Gopina Temple. Haribol! 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 You should have come at 8 o'clock. Yes. Comment from Radha Gopina Temple.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for a nice class. You expressed about one should be renounced from one's attachment to the duty. Once it is done, you move. How do we discriminate that from impersonal callousness towards one's duty, or worse still, sheer laziness?
Therefore, for the practicing devotees, both extremes can be a problem. Too much detachment without proper affection will cause callousness or hard-heartedness. or if you exhibit too much of, that is the problem of a Kanishta or a practicing devotee, that he falls into these two categories, either one extreme or another extreme. If you are too attached, then you become possessive. That is also a problem. Then if something goes wrong with them, that possessiveness, you know, affects your consciousness. Just like we were discussing that if somebody is preaching, we are discussing about Saurabha Bhattacharya and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now sometime devotee may preach and he make another person devotee. He gives lot of his time. And if that devotee does not act according to his style, the preacher becomes very disturbed. Then he has to understand that this is an indication that I am being very possessive. If he does not learn that art, that I am being very possessive, then he falls into trouble. He becomes angry if that devotee takes a decision which is not according to only his opinion. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains, whatever we train others, we train in such a way that we allow them to become independently thoughtful. He may be also serving Krishna in a way which is not appreciated by you, but it is also serving Krishna in a different way. So you have to be that liberal to accept his style of functioning. But another problem with another kind of devotees is that they are so detached, they are least concerned about a devotee, one who is coming to Krishna consciousness living. Even if he gives up Krishna consciousness, even if he stops practicing devotional service, it doesn't matter to him, he is least bothered. That means he is exhibiting hard-heartedness. One time in Mayapur, you know, Pankaj Angripu was giving a class, and one devotee, he was mentioning that, look, one should not be sentimental. Sentimentalism is not good in devotional service. Being affectionate to people, being attached to others, it is an obstacle to devotional service. And Jananiyas Prabhu was also there. He said, but yes, I agree that sentimentalism is bad, but Krishna consciousness means full of sentiments. He said, the process of devotional service involves sentiments. He said, bhakti means full of sentiment. So they are striking that balance, that is the art, that is the art of being matured. That we are not taking both extremes. You know, the attachment, the affection should not cause us becoming overwhelmed. Or at the same time, thinking that, okay, I should become detached from this person, should not make us hard-hearted. The combination of these two. And that's what precisely here Lord Vishnu is doing with Prachetas. No, he is living them, but is not being hard-hearted to them. And that art comes by not going through certain, you know, material, this thing. Again, taking the guidance of, yesterday in our Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu class, we were discussing the same principle. That when we are practicing devotional service to the Lord, these things will come, being acting either extremes. The extremes of, you know, being possessive or being completely detached. Both are dangerous. It is not that because you are being possessive, therefore you should become detached. You can come from one extreme, not you, means, you know, the practitioner can come from one extreme to another extreme. That always problem is there. One can become very orthodox or one can become so loose, he may water down the philosophy. Watering down the philosophy just to bring more people and then making the philosophy of Krishna consciousness very loose, or being too strong and orthodox and not allowing flexibility in devotional service. Therefore, you know, combining these two principles is most important, and those who can do it, they are the most successful devotees to give Krishna consciousness to others. And that was the speciality of Srila Prabhupada and those who follow Srila Prabhupada. That being very orthodox, but at the same time being very liberal. Being very detached, but at the same time being very affectionate. When first person, when he left Krishna consciousness, now you can imagine, Prabhupada was one who preached to him. He made him a devotee. And when that devotee left Krishna consciousness movement, everybody was shocked. All other devotees could not reconcile it. How can somebody give up Krishna consciousness? But how Prabhupada saw that? He said, don't be surprised if anybody gives up Krishna consciousness. He saw philosophy in that. He said, be surprised if somebody stays in Krishna consciousness. So he exhibited that detachment also. When the right time, what to express is shown by the devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a Simha Guru, such a greatly detached. But one of his sannyas disciple was dragged away by his ex-wife. He was crying that I could not save him. He exhibited that emotion of affection to his devotee and he was crying. So what is right? Prabhupada saying this philosophy that, you know, don't be surprised if somebody leaves Krishna consciousness. He is right or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur crying is right. In different situation, different principle will be applied by the matured and pure devotees. And if you simply try to imitate that, then our story will be like that. Apprentice who was working as an assistant to a doctor, you know, hit that hammer on the neck. He started hitting everybody on their neck with a hammer to take out the watermelon, which the doctor had done. So he just imitated like that. So imitation will not work. When we become matured in devotional service under the guidance of a devotee, then proper decision can be taken which will actually help others. Otherwise, simply imitation of other devotees, just what they did, just to copy that. Therefore, no system can be foolproof in this material world. The system has to be applied by a proper devotee. Everything has been abused. All systems have been abused by the wrong people. So what is it? System is right or wrong? It all depends who is utilizing it. In the Mahabharata, in the introductory verse itself, Vyasadeva writes, study of Shastra, austerity, charity, and one more thing he says, is very good for one's purification. But it depends with what intention you do it. Only if you do it with the right intention, then you'll be purified. Otherwise, the same study of Shastra, the same tapasya, the same charity can cause havoc in the society. Therefore, what is right? Srila Prabhupada explains, what is spiritual, what is material, it is all depends upon the perception. Therefore, this is my insignificant understanding. Devamrupa, you want to add something, please?
Very nicely and concisely, beautifully explained.
Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.